Mikvahs, chapter 6, Mishnah 6. Geshra Sheva Mikvah. If there was an earthenware vessel, a defective earthenware vessel, I'm sorry I didn't bring the picture, but if you can imagine an earthenware vessel and the top gets chopped off, but it's not going to chop off cleanly because it's earthenware, so it's going to be like cracked like that. So this earthenware vessel is sitting below the surface of the mikvah with the cracks sticking out. The jagged edges of the mikveh of the vessel sticking out of the mikveh. The hitpil by esakalim, and one can immerse small utensils inside the earthenware vessel that is inside the mikveh. It says the Mishnah Taharu Mitumasan, they become pure from their impurity. And the reason they become pure is because through the cracks, through the jagged edges, the water is connected to the water inside the earthenware vessel. Aval tmeim al gav kli cheres. There we go. There's a picture. That's as you can see, right? So, but he says, there we go. But he says, if you dip something in there, it will become pure. But once you lift it out, it's going to become impure. And the reason being that those jagged edges are considered the inside of an earthenware vessel. And there's a rabbinical decree that something inside an earthenware vessel will take on an impurity. If a vessel is inside an impure earthenware vessel, sorry, we should have said that, then it's going to take on the impurity of the... So that's considered like the inside, those jagged edges sticking up. Ima yaman tzafim al gabav kolshein, but if the water goes over those jagged edges, then toharin, then it's going to become pure, and the reason being that obviously now it will be, that will also be inside the mikveh, right. Ma'ana yotzi min atanro, completely different case, if there's a spring that is flowing over an oven. So what this case is over here is an oven, the type of oven which is just like a large tube, and it's with openings on both ends, and they put it inside a hole, and a spring flows up and fills up that oven with spring water. So in that case over there, v'yarad v'tovel b'soch, if someone then climbs down and goes into the oven, actually climbs into the oven, so he's in the water over there, hu tahor, so he will be purified, v'yadav t'mas, but when he comes out of it, out of this of the mikveh, and he's still inside this earthenware oven, so his hands will become impure. There's a special decree of the rabbis that if the oven's impure and the person puts their hands inside the oven, so their hands are going to become impure. So it's again a similar kind of case where the water obviously doesn't come all the way to the top, and he goes inside, so he's purified. As he's coming out, his hands are going to be in the airspace of an impure earthenware oven, and the rabbis decreed that his hands will be impure in that scenario. V'imayu al gabav rum yadav, but if the spring water was above, if the level exceeded the oven, the water that was in there, then af yadav toras, then even his hands will remain pure.